we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Look at somebody and say arrows real quick. Arrow, this is going to be real brief, but this is just something the Lord dealt with me out of this particular scripture. Psalms 127:3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is what? Children matter. Look at somebody and say children matter. Children matter. Children are our report cards. I wish I could get a hand clap. You want to know how you're doing? Ask your children. And don't whoop them when they say you ain't doing good. What? No. But they are our report card. Now, things happen. Kids, you know, once they come of age, it's different. You know, they can choose whatever they want. But even then, the Bible says if you train them up the right way. So we have to believe that. And that's something I wanted to believe, because everybody told me preacher's kids are the worst kids. So I didn't ever understand that until I became a preacher. And I realized and I caught myself on the road. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of youth come into Christ every week. I'm watching it, but my kids are at home. So I had to come to the realization that, okay, this is why pastors' kids, preachers' kids are the worst kids, because the preacher is out preaching to other people's kids. And once I came to that realization, I had to come home. Amen. And I had to figure it out. So this scripture is telling us that children are a heritage unto the Lord. They matter to God. The fruit of the womb is his reward. It matters to God. But this is the scripture right here. 127:4 says, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Look at somebody and say, arrows. Arrows. Three things about arrows. It's not going to take me long, I promise. First thing, arrows are straight. Right? You shoot a bent arrow, you might shoot yourself. You shoot it, it might boomerang. An arrow needs to be straight in order to sail straight. Right? Second thing, arrows must be aimed. You put an arrow in a bow, you have to aim it. Right? Third thing, strong arrows can miss targets and be reused to try again. Right? These are the three things I felt the Lord show me about arrows. So the first thing, we must train up our children to be straight. No, baby, gay is the devil. Trans, anything outside of what you see your mama and daddy doing is outside of God. We are the godly example, so you're going to be straight. Not just straight gender-wise, it's a shame we even have to say that, but straight acting. You can't be creepy, sneaky, ducking, like my daddy used to say, ducking and dodging and peeping and hiding. No, you got to walk straight. So we want you to walk straight in front of us as well. We don't want you in secret chat lines and all these old apps that you can hide stuff and talk about. We don't want that. We want you straight, straight up, straight up, straight up. Because a straight arrow can miss the mark and be shot again. But you got to be straight. Straight is the way that leads to light. In our efforts to fulfill God's purpose for us, we must bring our kids along as well. They are the fruit of our trees. Good fruit means the what? Tree is good. So quit calling your kid a demon, because the apple don't fall far from the tree. Folk don't like to hear these kind of messages, I tell you. I spot bad stuff in my kids that I used to have. I got to sit down and talk to them and address them. Because I want them to be better than me. We cannot just accept their issues and shortcomings as character flaws and family genetics that run in my family. Shooting? Murder really does. Murder run. Yeah, man, all our relatives done killed somebody. Then your blood needs deliverance. No, we don't accept their issues as shortcomings or character flaws and family genetics. We take responsibility for the way they process things. That's our responsibility. Growing up under our guidance makes us responsible for their guidance. Did you hear that? Growing up under our guidance makes us responsible for their guidance. As arrows, we must keep them straight so that they can sail in the direction purpose for them. Bible says, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. When people persecute you, call you crazy and all that, the Bible said rejoice. Because that means that you are part of those that will narrowly make it in. You are part of that small number. Few there'll be. You are part of that few that will find it. Amen? We cannot leave our children's lives to chance. They must be aimed. You got to aim an arrow. Look, somebody say, aim the arrow. You have to aim your children. Boys must be aimed at being a man. They must be turned into men that can provide, protect, and spiritually lead their homes. That's what we're trying to turn these boys into. Amen. Starting with Sister Evelyn, then to Miss Amy, then to Jay and Pazze. We're trying to aim these boys at becoming men. And the girls must be taught to love and be a helper to their future what? And keep a good home. Not a good office. A good home. I don't care where you want them to work, all of that. You better aim them at this because this is what the Bible says. All the rest is just added on top of this, whatever. But you better teach them how to love. Take care of children and a home. Got a statistic the other day. 50% of women over the age of 30 in America for the first time are single. Half. But you know why? Nobody's aiming them. They aren't being aimed. They aren't being aimed. Fathers aren't aiming them. Mothers aren't aiming them. We're just basing it on societal, go get an educate, get smart, get this money, make this money, and we're not aiming them at family. Now, is something wrong with your family? That's the part I don't understand. If you think your family is a good situation, why wouldn't you want that for your children? Why would a woman try to build a backup plan for her daughter? If I was the father at that home, I'd be like, what backup? Where you planning to go? Oh, you gotta have a backup because you never know what a man go. I'm here. Like, what? Girls must be taught. This is, the Bible calls this what? Calls it what? Sound doctrine. And it must never be a what? How is sound doctrine a secondary option? When we push our youth to earthly success over God's intention for them, then they will never feel secure in who they were created to be. And that's exactly what the devil wants. You insecure. Your whole life is based on the strike of the signature of a pen of some executive. Your whole existence. That's all you invested in. If all we are is what the world, our occupation, and bank account says we are, then we are most miserable. You got to aim them toward godly goals, and their lives will fall into place. Amen? Bible says, the Laodicean church, he told them, you saying that you rich, you've increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Y'all a bunch of baby boomers. But you don't know that y'all are wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. You got money and you're poor. You got success and you're wretched. You're miserable. You can't see. You're blind. What you can't see the future. Last slide. I'm almost done. Mistakes will happen. Look at somebody say mistakes will happen. Error is inevitable. Sin is undeniable. We all must go through these things when coming of age. Anybody went through these things? Amen. Don't forget that. We must not discourage or raise our expectations higher for our children than they can carry. Amen. Amen. I know you the deacon of the church, but your son's not. Punishing him with prayer. I need you to write a whole. Punishing kids with spiritual things. Read the book of Jonah, and I need you to write a whole commentary on it for your punishment. People are here telling me that. I'm assigning you that you got in trouble. I'm assigning you these scriptures by memory. Memorize the whole book of Genesis. Just whoop me now. Let me just bend up. That's the longest book in the Bible. Let me just go on and get me. You're going to lose me on the begats and the names of the lineages. That's it. I'm getting a whooping. I'll take my whooping first. You don't punish your kids with the word, with Christian. Anything that have to do with Christ can't be punishment. They'll grow up and hate church. Can't wait to get away from you and your crazy self. I don't care if you get offended. You don't take the word of God and use it for that. You make it of non-effect. So we can't discourage or raise our expectations too high. And you quote it. See, I couldn't be your child. Because I'd be like, well, Daddy, you say it first. Let's hear you say it. I'm getting a whooping anyway. I'm in trouble anyway. I might as well just go on and just, I'm in trouble anyway. You read it. You go through Genesis. I echo you. It's so easy for us to remember our own mistakes and attempt to shield our children from everything that opposes them. I'm guilty of that. However, there are things that they will experience just as growth, and we must constantly pray for them to overcome. Amen? Just as we found the answer in Christ, once we formulated our personal relationship with him by faith, so will they. Look at somebody and say, your children are going to be all right. You got them in here, they're going to be all right. Now, if you're not bringing them the stuff, or if you're not coming the stuff, then we don't know. I don't know what, you know, but you. They may miss the mark at times. That's what sin is, missing the mark. That's what the arrow, you miss the whole target. But arrows can be reloaded and shot over and over again. I won't miss this time. Oh, I got closer to the bullseye. Let's try it again. Never, look at somebody and say never. Give up on your children. Amen. Did God give up on you? You're here right now because God did not give up on you. So don't you dare do that. Being confident of this one thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will what? That means God is not quitting on you. So if God's not quitting on you, you don't quit on your children. and you invest in them, bring them here and let us help you help them. But first, you got to start coming. Oh, the hand claps is thinning. Amen. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, what's going to happen? He will what? Not depart from it. Amen. Everyone stand to your feet. Arrows. Arrows. The beautiful thing about us sitting with our kids and families here, you know, we don't have to run out to the... What happened when you need to pray with your kid and stuff? You got to run out to another room, to the children's room, and they all here. You right by them. So what we're going to do is we're just going to get close to them, and we're going to pray for our youth, okay? And this prayer... We're aiming. This is an aim prayer. You're going to see your children as arrows, and you're going to speak direction. You're going to speak straightness, and you're going to speak the ability to keep firing until you hit the bullseye. We're going to believe God for that. Everyone bow your heads. If you need to find your children, if you want to be around them, I'm talking about youth. You're a youth. Come on, Johnny. You know, it's so precious to see these young boys all getting too old to be in the youth group. Yesterday, they were all taking pictures, and my heart was going out to Izzy. All of them just coming out. I think y'all all coming out this year, right? It's just touching my heart, but we got a whole group of other ones coming up. So, amen. But we're going to speak direction on our young people, and we're going to believe God that they are arrows and we're aiming them in the right direction. Amen? Everyone bow your heads. Father God, as we lay our hands on our fruit, the fruit of our trees, the fruit of our bodies, the fruit, Father God, that has come from us, Father God, we lay our hands on them and we speak direction. Direction. Father God, that they would carry what you have for them. And Father God, that this world will not influence them outside of your direction. So God, as arrows, we aim them. We aim them as young boys to become men. We aim them to become providers, protectors, priests of their home. Be able to lead when they select a wife. Be able to lead her, teach her, be, Father God, the head of their households. And if it's a daughter, God, we speak right now that they will be good wives and good keepers of home. No matter what occupation they may have or what they're doing now, God, we lay that foundation right now. So when that man of God calls on them, finds them, Father God, they will be prepared to be who you created them to be. All we can speak now is your creation roles for them, God, what you created them to be. But you are pleased and find good pleasure in us fulfilling that. So, Father God, we are standing with future husbands, future wives, future providers, future protectors, future priests of their home. And, God, we want to be instrumental in helping them become who you have birthed them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.